See, even on a bad day, a few morsels of food can bring a flood of new meaning into our lives. We ask so little of this life, we dogs. And a few scraps of food can turn a slow day into an exciting experience. For all his flots and falls, for all his flaws and flots, for all his faults and flaws, let us say, old Slim often scored home runs in the sharing of food department. Anyways, Drover and I made our way up to the house. Slim had gotten there first and was inside doing something. Taking off his boots, perhaps. Yes, that's exactly what he was doing. I knew because I heard him straining with the boot jack, and then I heard his boots hit the floor. Two boots. That's what he wore, two boots, because, well, he had 2 feet, I suppose, and if a guy has 2 feet, he wears... Skip it. We made our way up to the front porch and went to the screen door. A lot of your common run of ranch mutts, and we're talking about mutts with no class or couth or manners, would start scratching on the screen door. Not me. I knew better than to do such a thing. Not only was it discouthful and rude, but that door scratching had a tendency to, well, destroy screens. I knew Slim's position on damaged screen doors. He didn't approve. They made him mad and caused him to roar and yell. Hensley, instead of scratching on the door, I sat down on the porch and positioned myself so that he could see me. Drover was there too, and together we sat down and waited for Slim to let us in. Minutes passed. We could hear him in there. He was doing something. My ears leaped up and I twisted my head to the side as I tried to analyze the sound. What's he doing in there?
Well, I don't know, but it sounds kind of like... You don't reckon he's clipping his toenails, do you?
I gave the runt a glare. Clipping his toenails? Don't be ridiculous. Why would he clip his toenails at a time like this?
Well, I don't know. What time is it?
It's time for us to be off duty and inside the house, where we belong. Besides, Slim would never go to the trouble of clipping his toenails. He just tears them off. Unless I'm badly mistaken, he's in there clipping his toenails.
I'll be darned. I never would have thought of that.
Nor would I. But the evidence is building up. That clicking sound you see is coming from the toenail clipper as it clips each of the various toenails.
Oh, Swan.
And obviously he doesn't realize that we're out here, waiting to be let in.